James Akol Zakayo, chairman of the South Sudan Political Parties Council, says political parties in the country should register ahead of South Sudan's first elections. Akol said on Tuesday, 14 political parties that signed the nation's 2018 peace deal have already registered. But Peter Mayen Majungdit, the leader of People's Liberal Party and head of the opposition coalition known as Other Political Parties, says the peace agreement requires all political parties in the country to register.
What the law requires is that we all need to re-register, and we are not coming at the back doors in when it comes to the registration of the political parties. We want to see a very, very transparent process without favoring any political parties upon the other, and each and every political party have to meet the requirements, and we do believe that the council should really adhere and follow the political parties council rather than any other back doors or corruptions.
The Political Parties Act requires political parties in the country to register 500 members in each of South Sudan's states. Mayen says some political parties are not able to meet the requirement.
And those are the political parties that are pushing that the political parties were registered before the agreement, they should be co-opted or they should be observed and declared as a political parties. But the agreement stated very clearly that there should be the reconstitution of the political parties. What was the point of reconstitution of the political parties? Reconstitution of the political parties was actually meant to be able to have a level ground, a ground that is really conducive, that actually brings all the political parties to a competitive state.
The Political Parties Councils, Akol says, the Political Parties Act, which was passed in 2012 and amended in 2022, gives registered groups the right to maintain their status as registered political parties in the country.
In Article 8, Subsection 6 in the amended Act, if you see the provisions that I've mentioned in the order, it states all those points. And we are going to organize all the parties for the election. Election is real, and we are going for election.
Akol says the party registration will continue until June, and he advises parties to adhere to regulations stipulated in the Political Parties Act. Josephine Lago is the chairperson of the People's Democratic Movement and head of a coalition known as the South Sudan Opposition Alliance. She says the delay in forming the Political Parties Council has brought confusion.
The only problem was that this could not be done earlier because the Political Party Council was not yet reconstituted. We just reconstituted the political parties towards the end of 2023, the implementation of the peace agreement, including the reconstitution of the Political Party Council, took long. So there has been general delay in the implementation.
She says she expects her party will register before the June deadline. South Sudan has just 11 months before holding its first elections in December. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.